We begin today with football, and while a number of European leagues are weeks away from kicking off, the new season here in the Czech Republic's First Division is already underway. And the opening weekend provided a decent helping of entertainment. Jablonec beat Karviná 5-3 in an 8-goal thriller. Viktoria Plzeň and Sparta Prague had their work cut out to secure victories, and there were two hat-tricks, one from Jablonec's Tomáš Wagner and one from Jan Chramosta of Mladá Boleslav in their 3-0 win over Slovan Liberec. Indeed, striker Chramosta, who scored just 5 goals in the whole of last season, celebrated the first hat-trick of his career. The 25-year-old spoke to Czech radio after Sunday's game.
The match went well both for me and the rest of the players. We won 3-0, which was a great start to the new season. It's great. I was lacking a hat-trick and I'd always wanted to score one. For a forward, it's good to not have to wait for the goals to come. I'm sure I have it in me to add more in forthcoming games.
Defending champions Viktoria Plzeň had Jan Kopitz to thank for giving them a winning start to 2016-2017, as his powerful volley, an early contender for goal of the season, secured a 2-1 victory over Jihlava. Title hopeful Sparta Prague, meanwhile, went 2-0 up against Slovácko within 10 minutes, but the visitors fought back strongly and Sparta had to work hard to earn a 3-2 win. Plzeň have now travelled to Azerbaijan, where they'll face Qarabag on Tuesday, in the second leg of their Champions League third qualifying round tie. The first game in West Bohemia ended 0-0. Sparta have a shorter trip to Bucharest to face Steaua. That tie is balanced at 1-1 after the first leg. Athletics and reigning women's Olympic javelin champion Barbara Špotáková will no doubt have a greater chance of retaining her title in the absence of Vera Rebrick of Russia. Rebrick has recorded the longest throw in the world this year, but will miss out on Rio de Janeiro along with the rest of her country's track and field team. However, Špotáková, who is now 35, says that she doesn't support the ban on Russian athletes.
I don't like any kind of radical interventions like that. Some of them just do athletics and they don't cheat. I don't know why they should pay and be punished. To me, an Olympic Games without such a huge country feels incomplete.
Meanwhile, more and more members of the Czech team have been touching down in Rio for the 27th Summer Olympics, ahead of Friday's opening ceremony at the Maracana Stadium. Among the latest to arrive have been the beach volleyball players Markéta Sluková and Barbara Hermanová, who reached the Czech section at the Olympic Village late on Sunday night. And that's all the sports news for today.